And now for StoryCorps. People across the country have been interviewing each other for this oral history project. One man used a recent conversation to ask his mother this question.
How does a young girl get a job with Delta Airlines in 1945?
He came to StoryCorps in Jackson, Mississippi with his mother, Dorothy Hayes. Dot answered her son's question by taking him back to a different era when a 20-something girl was looking for work.
My uncle, he said, well, what would you really like to do, Dot? And I said, I think I'd like to work for the airlines. He said, have you applied anywhere? And I said, yes, an American. And he said, would you be interested in working for Delta? And I said, I don't know anything about Delta. And he said, it will become one of the best airlines in the world. Go home and write for an application. I did, and they sent me an application, and I filled it out and mailed it back. And I had a special delivery from them wanting to know if I could come for an interview.
Did they have appearance standards?
Yeah. You had to have short hair, for one thing, and you had to be well-groomed. In fact, Mr. Sutton used to check the stockings to be sure your seams were straight.
That must have been an interesting job.
Yeah, he was very nice. The first flight I had was an early morning flight. This friend of mine said, go up in the cockpit and see the takeoff. And I did, and it was the most beautiful thing in the world to see the sun rising. I loved it. I knew then I had the right job. I still, every time a plane goes over, I think, oh, I wish I was on it going somewhere.
Why did you leave? Why did you
to
stop
get flying? Married. Then you couldn't be married and fly. Hadn't thought much about being a housewife and a mother, to tell you the truth. And I wouldn't take $1 million for any of you. I wouldn't give you a nickel for another one, but for all four of you, I sure am proud of all of you.
That's Dorothy Hayes with one of her four sons, Keys Hayes, at StoryCorps in Jackson, Mississippi. All of these interviews are archived at the American Folklife Center at the Library of Congress. Hear more by subscribing to the StoryCorps podcast at npr.org.